What do you call the overlapping boards on the outside of a wooden house?
A plank.
Okay. Now there's a special term for those. Something like weatherboards or weatherboard?
Yeah, they call it weatherboard. Yes, ma'am.
Okay, fine. What do you call the covered area at the front or the side of a house where some chairs might be placed?
A porch.
And what would you call a small porch, often with no roof?
Didn't have any roof at all.
Sometimes one of these little ones doesn't have one.
When I was in Savannah, they called it a stoop.
A stoop?
Stoop.
Okay. Now, you heard that in Savannah, you said?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay. Well, do people around here use that word?
I don't ever hear them say it, really. I mean, just the way speaking, we just sit on the porch.
Uh-huh.
On the porch.
Okay.
Whether they got a slab to it or not.
What do you call a small fenced area next to the barn where the cows are enclosed before milking?
Lot.
What do you call a wall or a fence that's made out of rocks or stones?
A wall fence. Let's call it a wall fence.
Fine. What do you call a wooden vessel that's open at the top for carrying water or milk?
A wooden vessel. A jug.
Well, now this is something that you might let down into a well, maybe.
Oh, a bucket.
Uh-huh. And what would you call the same kind of thing if it were made out of metal?
You still would call it a bucket.
What do you call the heavy iron thing that's used in the kitchen for frying things on the stove?
A skillet.
Okay.
Some people call them frying spatter.
Well,
I call it a skillet.
Is there a difference between a skillet and a spatter, or are they the same thing?
They're the same thing.
Okay. Now, what about one that's just got a little side around it?
Griddle.
What do you call the thing at the kitchen sink that the water comes out of, where you turn the water on and off?
The sink.
And how about the thing that you turn? What do you call that?
A faucet.
Okay. And what about the same kind of thing if it's on a barrel?
You call it a faucet.
And how about the same kind of thing if it's out in the yard?
You call it a spigot.
Okay. When you buy a few cans of food at the store, what do they put into for you to carry them home?
In a paper bag.
And what do you call a large bag that's made out of loosely woven material?
I guess they still call it a bag.
Okay.
Cotton bag.
What about one that's made out of a kind of a very coarse, it looks almost like string? A great big bag.
Good luck.
Okay. Now, are you familiar with the terms toe sack or croaker sack?
I don't think so.
Okay. What do you call a small musical instrument that you hold up to your mouth and blow on?
A harp.
Mm-hmm. And what about a musical instrument that you put up to your teeth and you pick it?
A juicer.
Hmm? What do you call a piece of playground equipment that's made with a long board balanced in the middle, and one child sits on one end and one sits on the other, and they go up and down?
A springboard.
Okay. Now, is that the same thing as a seesaw?
Oh, the springboard is a wide piece of lumber, plank.
Uh-huh.
And the seesaw is round. But you get on this, one child on this end and one on this end, and they go around and around.
Okay. And that's the seesaw?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay.